This is Solid State Sessions, a show dedicated to original music from local bands and artists. Broadcasting from his bunker located 40 feet below downtown Lapeer. Wait, he's live in studio? Oh, this is going to be a train wreck. Here's your host, Adam Hairhawk.
There is a mobile on the Solid State Sessions, yes.
How we doing out there? It is a Friday night. It's my favorite time of the year where it just gets a little chilly at night. Not too cold, but just enough for nothing a backyard fire can't fix. And I love the Halloween area. Downtown Lapeer is getting all spooked out. The Nightmare on Nepocene party is going to be taking place tomorrow. The Optimist has their huge tent downtown. Get on out there. I think tickets are still available for that. If you're not doing that, come see my band, St. Pauli Street. We're going to be over at the Hitchin' Post in Lapeer, appearing with the 99 and Scott Gus Green in studio today. They are back for their third appearance here on the show. The Pink 50s, they have a brand new album, In a Dream, that they can't wait for you to check out. I've been checking some of it out, waiting to go on the broadcast. It's good. It's really good, folks. We're going to be playing some cuts from that and talking to them about it. And we're also going to be going Facebook Live. When that happens, you'll be able to go to the Sessions Facebook page and see their smiling faces. Leave a comment, question, dirty joke, and we'll read them on the air if they're all in good taste. And you know who I'm talking to out there. You know who you are. Idol Kings and Approaching Autumn. It's the marriage that you wanted to see. It was a crossover. It's the best crossover since the Flintstones and the Jetsons. They've teamed up for a new tune. Check it out. Here it is, Sleeper on Sessions on Solid State Radio. Drowning in sighs and misery.
All right, this is Tommy from Slumlord Radio, and you're listening to Sessions on Solid State Radio.
Slumlord Radio till the wheels fall off on Sessions. Something tells me they're probably going to play that live next Saturday for the Sessions concert series taking place at the Corona Road Bar. Slumlord Radio will be there. I'll be there as your guest. The Line Within from Detroit, they'll be there. And you know who else will be there? Go ahead and guess. Okay, you're out of guesses. The Pink 50s, they'll be there. The Pink 50s are right here. You're going to see their smiling faces on Facebook Live here momentarily. We're talking about the new album, In a Dream, from that record. Here's Out of Your Head. On Sessions on Solid State Radio and the Solid State Radio app.
We'll be right back. prescription for prescription.
In a Dream, the Pink 50s. They make their triumphant return to the Solid State Radio Studio. Guys, welcome back to Sessions.
Why, hello. Hey.
Hello there. Hey.
This is a fantastic new record, CD. Album. I'd call it record. I don't care. Album is very attractive.
Thank
Nicely
you.
Done. This is your, what, how many albums have you put out now?
This is our second album, but we've, I don't know how many EPs we put out.
About three.
Yeah,
three
about like
EPs.
Three. Yeah.
In my ever humble opinion, I consider if you're going to spend the money to write, record, and release something, just call it an album. You know, you don't have to say, well, it's an EP. It's only got a couple songs. Just enjoy it. It's an album. I love the cover. I love the recording of it. Thank you for giving me a copy. I appreciate that. I'm going to have
you're
you
welcome.
Guys...
of course.
Sign this before you get on out of here. We just heard Out of Your Head, and we're going to go into another track, but I can already kind of tell it's like from some of your previous stuff that I played on the show, you found a way to make it sound more mature, more, I'm not going to say produced, because that makes it sound like I'm saying overproduced, but I'm going to say you found a way to have a high quality product, but not lose your edge. In fact, some of the tunes I heard, you kind of kicked in, found another gear for edge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, this album was like a lightning in the bottle, basically.
Yeah,
everything was just kind of, you know, just try things, and it worked out. And at the same time, our friend, our producer Chris, he was going to recording school, so he was learning all these new techniques and all these new, inspirations in terms of producing and engineering the album, so it everything just came together at the right time.
He's done a great job. I
oh,
mean,
yeah,
there's some really good tracks on there. A lot of tracks, though. I mean, I was like, wow, damn, you got like 14 tracks. Nice, nicely done. When it came time, when you guys decided to put this record together, what was the thought process? I mean, did you say we're is it going to be the same as the stuff that you've done before, or are you going to go a different direction, or was it just basically hit record and let's go?
I think it was, you know, I think it was a bit of a mix of everything. You know, we had a lot of songs, you know, in the bank, as Jack Black would put it. We had a lot of songs in the bank already. Some we wanted to write, not really quick, but we wanted to write and then just see how it would fit in the new album, and they just so happened to fit with what we were going for. At first I will admit I wasn't, you know, too keen on the I can't think of the word. Album has a concept. There we go.
Concept, okay.
Yeah, well, I wasn't too keen on the concept album idea at first, but after, you know, Zach and had a little too much water today. Zarch, my mistake.
Everybody knows now.
Secret identity. Zarch and Natty got over here. They kind of said, "Hey, check this out. Here's how we put the songs, and here's how it kind of pertains to the concept, you know, that we had in mind." And I went, "Okay, you put it like that, I'm
yeah.
in."
Yeah, like a lot of the songs were, like, about half of them were bare naked at first. They were just naked drum arrangements, and then we just added stuff and then started writing around them. Luke Paul had a bunch of songs already written, ready to go, and we just played along to them. But the concept he's talking about is just like just everything we wrote about is kind of just what we experienced in the last 4 years as a band, and it just like everything seems like in a dream basically.
So the concept is kind of like a yearbook or a scrapbook from the last 4 years.
Or 5 years as a band. Yeah,
5 years. Okay,
and it almost kind of ended up that way naturally too as we were writing it. Like, once we listened to it like in full for the first time, it was just like, wow.
I mean, it is really good. You guys have found a way to have a mature sound, but without, like I said, edge. Some still that aggression, and you still, it's almost like you've had more life happen to you and you have more things to say. I mean, some of the stuff that I've heard from this like Out of Your Head and some most recent previous tunes, the FU song and then the counterpart to the Thank You song. We'll talk about that here in a little while, but it just seems like you've really kind of grown as songwriters and as musicians. It is fantastic. I'm loving what I'm hearing from this. We before Luke Paul showed up, we were playing the song Mr. Piss. Talk me through this one.
Based off a true story.
Loosely based on a true story. You want to tell it or?
Well, I've always wanted to write a song about this story because it's just something that Luke, what was it, George?
Yeah, my uncle George, no relation.
Yeah,
uncle,
it just had, sort it had, of thing. Yeah. This guy just basically peed in the sink at a show.
Yeah. In the bathroom?
In the bathroom.
I was going to say, like right behind the bar.
So my shouts out, my Uncle George, your little clink there. He just walks out of the bathroom just cussing and swearing, you know, this and that. I'm like, whoa, what's going on? He goes, this so-and-so is taking a leak in the sink in the bathroom. And I'm like, what? And I'm like, okay, you know,
all the urinals were full.
Yeah, and he goes, man, like the stall was open, and I went,
oh wow,
you know, yeah, it was something like that. And I'm like, unbelievable, you know. And I'm like, you know, swearing with him, and the guy just stumbles out of the bathroom, and he goes, there he is right there. He doesn't like point and yell, but he's like, yeah, there he is right there, and he's just stumbling, didn't even know like where he was, and I'm like, oh. Pathetic.
We recognized that guy because he was the most rowdy guy on the show.
He probably had been drinking since noon.
Probably.
Yeah, and that's the song's basically just about drunk guys at shows and how we don't like them.
Yeah. So we are Facebook Live. We're gonna be playing Mr. Piss here in a second. Quarter Peep is loving this band, says Chuck. Thank you very much, Chuck. Thank you for Quarter Peep. If you want to see him live, come on out Saturday. You're more than well. You know you always have a pass at my shows. Those are the people from Vehicle City Sound. Some really cool people. Another great Michigan-made podcast. Cool. Check them out. In the meantime, here's the Pink 50s from the new album In a Dream. Here's Mr. Piss on Sessions on Solid State Radio. We'll be right back. There we go, Mr. Piss. Pink 50s, new album, In a Dream. You can get it wherever you download your music, but they've got hard copies. I mean, I got a CD right here, and this is a very attractive, it's like, I think you said it, Luke Paul, it was reminds me of old vinyl. Like the old vinyl, or was that Zarch?
Oh, yeah. I believe it was
like a mini Zarch, vinyl.
Like a mini vinyl. Yeah. And so where, it's you guys sitting in a bar. What bar is this?
This is Grizzlies and Wyandotte. That's where it all pretty much started for us, playing out, or excuse me, yeah, playing shows. The owner, Rick, shouts out Rick, we love you. I think you asked him, didn't you, Zarch?
No, at the time, I had a friend I worked with at Target. His name was Brandon Sword. We started a band called Bouquet, and he booked the show. And
that's
we had
was.
Another. Yeah. I had my other band and booked the show, and it started from there. And then we talked to Rick that night, and yep. That's how it began.
I just realized. I mean, I've been looking at this album cover for about 5 minutes, and I just noticed that there's a gorilla serving drinks.
Yep. Steve.
Yep, that's Steve, all right.
Steve! I mean, I'm sure 99 Bananas is always on the special list, I'm assuming.
That's his payment.
Yeah, one of you guys looks like you're in like a, like Run DMC, one looks like a, from like the Knack, and then Zarch looks like he's from the Bee Gees. I mean, this is a really, really well thought out album. It's really, and then you guys are all laying in bed together in the back. Better than a bathtub, right?
Oh yeah. Well, I mean that shoot for Day Off, where we're all in the bathtub, you know, clothed, was fun. Like, I mean, my left leg didn't like it because it fell asleep.
Yeah, that was the only album cover where I had an injury. Someone's toe was digging in my side. Yeah, oh. I had a big red spot at the end of that. Yeah. Yeah, I was in the middle between these guys.
Yeah, once we got in there, it's like I didn't realize how small the bathtub really was.
It's like, this is tight, man.
I'm really tight.
Are you even able to fit in that
three grown men in one bathtub.
Oh, yeah. But that was a fun one. But, yeah, for In a Dream, that was a fun shoot, too.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that one was funny. It took, I don't know, maybe like 30 minutes. Tops.
Yeah, we were probably there for the most of probably an hour, and it was fun because we were there with no one there.
Yeah.
Like, the owner was that cool with us to just take pictures. You know, it was fun.
Come on in. I mean, I'm finding new things in this album. The more I look at it, the more I find different things.
There's a bunch of Easter eggs in the album. Yeah. You have to really look.
All right. The Lizard. Let's talk about that.
Well, it's a song that I started writing, and I was struggling. I had a lizard at one point, and I was like, I got to write a song about an animal. So I wanted to write about him, but I was struggling because I didn't really know how to write about an animal. And
you love your heat rock. That's about it.
But, his name was Omen. But, Omen. our producer, engineer, Chris, he's like, let me try it. So he wrote this song, the lyrics. We already had the music done, the arrangement done, all the parts. So he just sang over it, and then these guys jumped on it probably about 2 months later.
Yeah,
and did their parts, and then it's probably it's the first Pink 50 songs, one of the first Pink 50 songs where it's not written by any of us, the actual band members.
Wow. Okay, some outside influence. Very cool. Here's the Pink 50s In a Dream album. Download it, learn it, know it. There will be a test later. Here's the Lizard on Sessions.
Little.
Lizard, Pink 50s, In a Dream. We are going Facebook Live. Get on out there and join the conversation. Go to the Sessions Facebook page or the Solid State Radio page and drop a comment, question for the band, and I will hook you up. I am digging this album so much. You guys are going to be at the Sessions concert series next week,
yep.
And looking forward to that. Pink 50s, Slumlord Radio, and The Lion Within will also be there, but I'm also realizing that I am lacking in my duties. I need to go to a commercial break. So we're going to be talking to the Pink 50s right after this, right here on Sessions on Solid State Radio. Saturday, October 19th, the place to be is the Corona Road Bar. It's the Sessions Concert Series where I get bands that I play on the show and get them on a stage for you to see live. On October 19th, I'll be at the CRB presenting the Pink 50s, The Lion Within, and Slumlord Radio. No cover charge, no tickets to buy, just come on in and check out some great Michigan-made music. The Corona Road Bar is located at 3110 Corona Road in Flint, 9 p.m. The Pink 50s, The Lion Within, Slumlord Radio. It's the Sessions Concert Series.
Swiftlet Technology is a Flint-based engineering services company focused on helping you design a technical solution to your business needs. We offer prototype and proof-of-concept services to help you evaluate your idea, or workforce augmentation to help you make your idea a reality. Specializing in electronics and software, our team is ready to help you figure out what to build and then help you build it. Find out more at swiftlet.technology.
Online betting can be fun. It's kind of like whitewater rafting. The rush of excitement, the thrill. Well, until your raft is heading straight for a huge waterfall. For tips that will help keep you afloat, go to don'tregretthebet.org. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and the Michigan Gaming Control Board. Have a gambling problem? Call the Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-270-7117.
Welcome to Historic Lapeer. Named for the stone that lined the bed of our river, we are a vibrant small town where our residents proudly walk in the footsteps of fur traders and natives. We are born with an independent spirit, and that spirit has lived with us from the early days of dueling courthouses to the east-west rivalries of dueling high schools. We are an unusual oasis, close enough to be truly connected, far enough to be a place apart. We are proud of our past and excited for our future, from our cool new businesses, coffee shops, restaurants, and boutiques, to the huge support for the theater and the arts. We invite you to discover this place we call home, discover why we say Historic Lapeer, remarkably close.
You can now use your Alexa device to listen to Solid State Radio. Find the Solid State Radio skill in the Alexa app, and she will hook you up with your local alternative fix. Hey, Alexa, play Solid State Radio.
Playing Solid State Radio.
This is a game changer. This is going to blow things up.
Self-destruct mode engaged in 5, 4, 3.
No, wait, Alexa, cancel. Just one more way you can enjoy your local alternative, Solid State Radio. Alexa, you crazy.
Around and find out.
When you're a foster parent, you play a lot of roles.
Provider, giving a foster child a safe home, healthy meals, and hope.
You're always there.
You're a cheerleader.
Your family. You would do anything for a child in your care.
Every day is different. Every need is different. But one of the most impactful roles you can play in life is being a foster parent. See why at michigan.gov/hopeforahome. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Hi, I'm Brian Herrick, owner of Happy Day Smoke & More. We're an old-school head shop with a unique atmosphere. We carry local CBD products along with a wide selection of vape and garden supplies, custom blown glass and etching, also tattoo parlor, bulk tobacco, and much, much more. That makes us one of a kind and no one like us. So come on in and let us help you find what you need. Happy Day Smoke & More is located next to Rick and Nick's Party Store south of Bad Axe.
Stone's Throw Theater, located in downtown Lapeer, is pleased to present Side by Side by Sondheim. This show features all of the amazing work of Stephen Sondheim, composer and lyricist, September 20th, 21st, and 22nd, Friday and Saturday at 7:30, Sunday at 2 o'clock. Tickets can be purchased online at stonesthrowtheater.org or by calling 810-660-7805. Stone's Throw Theater is only a stone's throw away.
Sure, there are a million reasons keeping you from going back to school, but here's one solid reason to let go of them all. Michigan Reconnect can help you earn a community college degree tuition-free. So go ahead, explore your calling, uncover more opportunities, and find where you're meant to be. Get started on your tuition-free journey today at michigan.gov/reconnect. sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and the Michigan Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity.
When you want to unwind, Cascadon Lounge in Metamora has everything you need. Hot food, cold drinks, keno, six pool tables, pinball, darts, air hockey. For the musicians, every Thursday night is open mic night. Then on the weekends, Cascadens has the best bands around lighting up their stage. Cascadon Lounge is located at 4099 South Lapeer Road in Metamora. Give them a call at 810-678-2116. That's 810-678-2116. You deserve to relax, and now you know the place. Cascadon Lounge. All local, all original, all the time. This is Sessions. Do you like Michigan-made music? Well, then you came to the right place. We do it 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 on Solid State Radio. And then from 11 to midnight, I tuck you in with an hour of nothing but music from the Great Lakes State on the Thumb's greatest hits, 97.7 WTGV. And then, of course, on Saturdays, if Sessions was a mall, Saturdays would be like the Hudson's. They're the anchor store. Saturdays, three full hours of nothing but Michigan-made music, uncensored. 9 to midnight, exclusively on Solid State Radio. Gonna ruin the magic of radio for you guys. I will not be in studio on Saturday. I'm pre-recording a show. I got you covered, fam. Three full hours of Michigan-made music. I'm going to be over the Hitchin' Post actually playing a show. Yeah, I think I remember how to play guitar. I think I do. Pink 50s in studio with me. Talking about the new album, In a Dream. You're going to see them next Saturday at the Corona Road Bar. You guys have never been to the CRB, have you?
Never been to Flint.
Not yet.
Mm. Never been to Flint?
I've been to Flint.
You've been to Flint. Well, you're not that far away from Flint.
Exactly.
Yeah, so you guys are going to have a great time. The Corona Road Bar, it's an old style kind of bar, but it's the crowd is there to see bands play their own material. They want. They don't want to hear Brown Eyed Girl. Yeah. They want to hear you guys play your own stuff. We've always have a great time there. It's a smaller stage, so if you're bouncing around, you may run into each other. But I mean, you're a three piece, so you might not be able to have much of a problem. When you play live shows, because I mean, you have quite a catalog at this point. How much of the new stuff is making its way into the set list?
Quite frequently, because that's what we try to do. Is this creakingness getting on the airwaves?
Everything gets on the air. These mics are so good. I just took a swig, and then it was in 5.1 surround sound for somebody.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, so I'm not as embarrassed. We always try to incorporate or include, excuse me, probably the same thing. Okay. Yeah. The new stuff as much as we can, especially because especially the new stuff off. Certain songs off the new album, like we love playing.
Yeah,
Out of Your Head, we like playing, or at least I do. If any of you don't, then it's fine.
Mr. Piss is fun to play.
Yeah, that's a fun one. A couple other ones that might be coming up soon. Paycheck is a good one, or Paychecks is a good one. I love playing that one.
Do you still play some of the older stuff? Some of the OG.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Our most known song is the FU song.
Yeah.
We always end with that one. That's like our Smells Like Teen Spirit, basically.
Yeah. We have, like, if we don't play it, people are going to, like, what?
Yeah.
Why would he buy a ticket?
And oddly enough, that's my mom's favorite one. Ours, the FU song, and I was like surprised. I'm like, well, what? So I dedicated the song to her, and I went, not in the way that you would think.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're still playing songs off our EP Day Off, because we never really promoted that album as much as we should. So we're still playing songs off that one too, like usually two songs.
Yeah,
there's one song we can't play because I sing on it, and it's a kind of an aggressive song on drums, so it's hard to sing.
Which one's that one?
Decaf.
Oh, yeah, that one's that one's tough.
Well, I mean, that's pretty cool. I mean, the FU song, which, we're cleaning it up for FM radio. It's not F. You know, I think you guys at home can figure out what we're talking about. You guys, we played this one on the show last time. I don't think we were on TGV for that one,
right?
Because of the subject matter. But what I love was, like, it was like 2 months later, you came up with your own response called Thank You.
Yes.
That was Luke Paul's idea.
Yeah, I had always, because I mean, I like clean versions of songs if they're done right. Sometimes I like clean versions better than the dirty versions. Like this Tenacious D's clean version of Low Hanging Fruit. their clean version, I want my baby back. I like that version better than what they say in the original, you know, because it just sounds cooler. And come to find out, that's the version that they play live is the clean version.
Yeah.
Because it sounds cooler. But anyway, you know, I thought, and I also like to make fun of, you know, songs just in general. So I thought, how about we make a extra squeaky clean version of, you know, Blank You, and we call it Thank You. And instead of it, I changed the lyrics entirely to where, you know, instead of, you know, if your stepdad is such a dink and he yells at you for stupid little stuff, we say F you. It's, you know, if your dad is really always there and he's there for you, always cheering you on, that's when you say thank you.
It worked so well.
Yeah, and that one was tricky because I was like, you know, that first line of the thank you version was kind of tricky. And I went, who cares? You know, we'll just throw it in there and see how it, you know.
And it gave us an excuse, like when we play these shows where we're like, we have to censor ourselves because it's at a festival with children.
We
can play thank you and be like,
yeah.
We still get the same feeling.
Yeah.
I'll say when we played that in Oscoda, you know, thank you. Yeah. And seeing like the people dancing with their families, like kids dancing, you know, with their moms. Like that was so cool, man.
Yeah, that was really cool.
But you're probably giggling. It's like, yeah, now we're going to play the original.
we did that. The crowd knew.
We had an after party show when we played.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that band is so nice. Oh, yeah. Hang on a second. Yeah. Everyone but Nana, she's like, yeah.
Yeah. You said this is our version. This is our family friendly version. But if you want to hear the real version, come see us just down the street tonight. And then, and everybody was like,
the kids were like, yeah, palm all in their mouth and everything.
Yeah, a couple of people figure, I mean, obviously it's not that hard to figure out. It's not rocket science to realize what we're talking about or what the original is. But then, as we're saying thank you, we got some guy literally giving the bird to both of
they
us.
Knew. They were like,
and I'm like, okay, this is supposed to be family friendly, but all right.
Apparently this guy didn't get the memo.
Yep.
Paycheck. Who's talking to me about this one?
Natty Good.
Yeah, go ahead. Man. Nad.
Yeah, this was a song that the drum arrangement was written by Zarch, of course, and it needed a riff to it, and it was kind of tough to figure out, but once we figured it out, I got down to writing. I was like, man, what am I going to write about? He wanted me to write a song, and so wrote a song basically talking about, you know, I guess a business deal going wrong or, you know, pay-to-play shows or just...
Let me start on those.
Kind of equates to that version, in a way.
Yeah. If you get in this business, you're going to work with some
shady people.
There we go. Jinx, you owe me another Killians.
Yeah, that's right.
Can I say
that
on the air? Sorry.
Yeah, you can say that.
Killians.
Okay. Yeah. Actually, we're going to go ahead and play this one while you guys Venmo me some money for being on the show. Sure. Here is Big 50s. I'm kidding, folks. FCC, I'm kidding. That's payola. It's against the law. Here's the Big 50s. Paycheck on Sessions.
Let me play. I'm Zach.
I'm the Natty God.
And I'm Luke Paul, and you are listening to Sessions at Solid State Radio live, and we are
the Pink 50s.
Oh, yeah!
From the new album In a Dream, the Pink 50s. Download it, learn it, know it. There will be a test later. The test will be taking place at Saturday, October 19th at the Corona Road Bar for the Sessions concert series. The Pink 50s will be opening the show. That's right. Yes, I do not F around when I put these shows. I'm like, I'm going to have these guys kick things off.
Thank you.
Hell yeah.
You guys, I'm assuming it's going to be a lot of high energy. Yeah, I assume your shows are like that, eh?
We try to, you know, like our main focus on shows is not only to play our music, but it's just to have fun.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
mm-hmm. That's the main, you know, thing. Because I've seen a lot of like local bands that do it. Like no, we're trying to do this to be somebody. I'm like, well, you're a tribute band, so you know that's all I'm gonna say about that. But even though tribute bands do make a lot of money if you do it right
but I mean there's the term selling your soul that comes in there.
But yeah, we just want people to have fun, you know, and then we encourage people to dance. I mean, if you want to mosh, cool, like we encourage that too.
Do not mosh at the Corona Bar.
Yeah.
Somebody will die.
Yeah. But yeah, we encourage people just to have fun at our shows, because, you know, if you're having fun, we're having fun. And let us tell you something, we love to have fun. So good. There you go.
Very cool. So great album cover. Some great tunes. Dare I ask, what's next?
I mean, we're sort of, I mean, I've personally been trying to finish some songs that I have put on the shelf. Been looking in my my phone, my recorded stuff on my phone. Found a few little golden nuggets in there that can totally be something. But yeah, we're kind of just playing it by ear. I think we got some EPs not coming up, but like in the works.
Him and I have been just jamming, trying to figure out some new foundations for new songs. Usually during the winter time, we take a break from shows and just focus our efforts in songwriting and recording. And I think for next year, our goal is to not play less, but just play in a consistent manner where we're not overdoing ourselves.
We played
nearly 30 shows this year, and for our work schedules and our lives, it's a lot. Mm-hmm. So I think next year we're going on a lighter approach on the show, on the entertainment aspect, and focusing more on just trying to release good music.
Yes. Not lighter on content necessarily. Correct. You know, just in a different
avenue. We'll be playing shows still. Mm-hmm. It's going to be better spaced out shows, more promotion, bigger turnouts, and trying to get the best bands on the bill, because we just really want to, you know, create an experience.
Networking is a real important part of the business. I wish you guys all the best of luck. Tommy from Slumlord Radio chiming in on our Facebook Live. Hell yeah, see you all on October 19th. Yes, Tommy, we will all see you, buddy. Looking forward to seeing the Pink 50s tomorrow. How you doing? The 19th.
I wish it was tomorrow.
I know, right? On stage at the Corona Bar. Guys, thank you very much for hanging out with me. Let's play one more. Let's play us out. We've been talking about this one all night long. Let's finally play it. Above. Somebody talk to me about this one.
Zarch. This song is about basically just the people that we've lost over the years. They passed on. They're angels looking down.
Like celebrities? Or are we talking people in your own personal lives?
Lives. Like all of us have lost people. And, you know, it's just songs. It's just about, you know, we're playing in front of a crowd, but we're playing in front of, you know, for them too.
All right, we're going to start this one up. We're also going to raise a glass while we play this one. Here's the Pink 50s with Above, and it ends this episode of Sessions. Good night, everybody.
We love you.